Stepping into my second year as an advocate this summer, I felt a different excitement than last year. Last year, I experienced for the first time what it is like to belong to a faith community outside of my church. I applied to become an advocate because my advocates had inspired me when I was in middle school. And because of that, I felt called to help lead middle schoolers in their own spiritual journey. And while I was excited to lead them, it was also a huge growing experience for me personally, because I was dealing with a friend issue back home. This year, I went into the advocate program knowing what to expect. And with the weight of last year's issues off of my shoulders, I was able to be more intentional with my middle school groups as well as the other leadership members. I was able to be reflective about why I came to Massanutta and what God was calling me to do. Adding on to that, I have gotten a stronger grasp over the past year of what my faith means to me. And therefore, this year at Massanutta, I was able to express my faith in ways that were helpful for my encounter groups. I found that this year, I had an easier time facilitating conversation with my middlers. I enjoyed observing how they processed questions and how they challenged themselves to grow in their faith. I had one boy in my second group, and he was in seventh grade, and very soft-spoken. I would ask him a question, and he would sit there for a couple of seconds and fiddle with the grass. I, too, am quite soft-spoken and sometimes have difficulty articulating my thoughts. But by the middle of the conference, this boy had no shame in taking his time. He always ended up having a thoughtful and meaningful response. Giving him time to process allowed me to learn from him and see his growth. He showed me how to be comfortable in my own skin. This is one of the many examples how middlers grow from attending this conference. And adults are changed too. One of the other advocates had an adult in his group who was uncomfortable with a video showed during keynote. The video was about a man who gave out water to immigrants crossing the Mexican-American border. The video was shown to demonstrate what it looks like to love, serve, and be a good neighbor, as Jesus taught us in the parable of the Good Samaritan. However, this adult had difficulty opening the door to see how God might look at the situation in the video. The adult's view of God and faith was challenged, and the adult was angry. This person's opportunity was to choose to stay rooted in the view of God and faith that they probably held for a long time versus seeing another's perspective. I'm not sure what the final outcome was for them, but I can say that this person's obvious frustrations were handled in a way that taught those around them and those who knew of the situation to reflect more deeply on complicated social disagreements. Our keynoter Linda asked, "Are we called to love God first, and that teaches us how to love others? Or in loving others first, does that lead us to loving God? It is not one or the other, it is both. By loving God, we then know how we love others. And by loving others, we show love to God." This year's theme was At the Door from Matthew 7, 7 through 12. This passage teaches us how to seek persistent relationship with God. Translated in Greek, the passage calls us to keep asking, keep searching, and keep knocking. Verse 8 tells us, "For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." I had a difficult time reading this passage the first time because not everyone finds exactly what they want. However, I learned that although you may not receive what you want, if you keep asking, keep searching, and keep knocking, God will reveal God's self and deliver what you need. It may not always be apparent to us, but God may be knocking on our door with an answer right in front of us. Like the adult that was challenged by their belief in the video, are we able to open a door and see a perspective that would stretch our faith and help us see new possibilities of where God is leading us? This message is relevant to all congregations, including us. We are at the door. So I am wondering, in what ways can we grow spiritually as individuals and as a congregation to strengthen our relationship with God and each other? How can we value other people's perspective, which could allow us to unlock a door that celebrates change, diversity, and an abundance of gifts? How might we be open to having conversations and mentoring each other, regardless of age, ethnicity, identity, and differences of opinion? Massanutta is a magical place that creates an environment to do all of these things. There are doors all around us, inviting us to step through. Let's work together and experience all the possibilities that God has to offer.